This is All Things Considered on 90.9 WBUR. I'm Steve Brown. 2 years after a federal jury found a former Homeland Security Administrator from Salem guilty of encouraging a woman who cleaned her house to stay in this country illegally, she's getting a new trial. Judge Douglas Woodlock has ruled that he made a mistake in the instructions he gave jurors in the trial of Lorraine Henderson, the former Boston Area Ports Director for Customs and Border Protection. At the same time, the judge is renewing questions of just why Henderson was tried in the first place. WBUR's David Boeri has been following this case and joins us now. Hi, David.
Hi, Stephen.
So, David, the judge has made his ruling 2 years after the trial. Why has this taken so long?
Well, it's been pretty clear from the start that Judge Woodlock has a very, very dim view of the prosecution's case. You know, at the trial, he suggested that if Henderson had been a housewife from Weston, the government would never have prosecuted her. And at what was supposed to be her sentencing in June 2010, the judge took the matter under advisement. It's been 2 years. The prosecutors have been seething, and now they're even more upset.
So explain this case for us in brief. What happened?
Well, Lorraine Henderson hired a cleaning lady to clean her condominium. The woman was from Brazil, and Henderson paid her $75 twice a month. One of Henderson's fellow employees and a job rival tipped off the higher-ups that Henderson was employing an illegal, and they launched an investigation. That's when the federal agents come in. They go to the cleaning lady. They tell her she's facing deportation, and they get her to wear a wire to go back to record Henderson. In return, they offer a chance to stay in the United States.
And what did Henderson tell this cleaning lady?
The cleaning lady, she asks for advice. And Henderson, who appears not to have really understood immigration law very well, told her, quote, you have to put in paperwork and file. And, quote, you have to be careful because they will deport you. And once again, so you can't leave. Don't leave.
Now, what was the prosecution's case against Henderson?
This is very interesting. The cleaning lady's employment was not itself illegal, but the prosecutors invoked this criminal statute that makes it a felony, quoting here, to encourage or induce an illegal alien to reside in this country.
So that was the basis for her conviction?
That's right. And in his ruling today, the judge again ripped the government's case, calling it prosecutorial overkill of a, quote, pedestrian matter. Now we have the situation of whether or not there is going to be a new trial, and that depends now on whether the government wants to go forward and retry this case. And a spokesman for U.S. Attorney Carmen Ortiz, quoting Ortiz, says, we have great concern with the court's decision to disrupt the jury's verdict, finding Ms. Henderson guilty. We are assessing our options, including an appeal. What's clear in this ruling, he's telling them, they're going to have a much tougher time winning a conviction at the next trial, if there is a next trial.
Now, you say 2 years. It has been 2 years. What's happened to Lorraine Henderson?
Lorraine Henderson works at a pet store, PetSmart. Meanwhile, that Brazilian cleaning lady that was here illegally facing deportation is still here.
Okay. WBUR's David Boeri. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.